Palestine Today, a service of the International Middle East Media Centre, imemc.org, for Monday, September 11th, 2006.
A child was killed by army shelling in Rafah today, while his brother was declared clinically dead. Two Palestinians were also killed by Israeli special forces near Jenin. These stories and more coming up. Stay tuned.
Palestinian medical sources reported on Sunday evening that a Palestinian child was killed and his brother rendered clinically dead after the Israeli army shelled an area near the Gaza International Airport, east of Rafah City, in the southern part of the Gaza Strip. The child was identified as Jihad Abu Sanina, 14, and his brother Nayef, of 20 years. In a separate incident, Israeli troops, armoured vehicles and military bulldozers were seen lining up near Kasufim area, east of Al-Qarara town, east of Khan Yunis in the southern part of the Gaza Strip, apparently preparing for a ground offensive. Meanwhile, Omer Al-Hurra, 20, was injured by Israeli army fire east of Khan Yunis, south of the Gaza Strip on Monday. Al-Hurra sustained wounds in his foot after troops shot him with live rounds during the invasion in the area on Monday, medical sources reported.
On Monday, two young men on their way to work came under attack by Israeli special forces, who shot multiple rounds into the taxi in which they were traveling. Both men were killed and a taxi driver was wounded. The driver, 36-year-old Qadri Frassini, reported to the Palestine News Network how he's driving the two young men to work when he pulled up behind a large truck carrying fruits and vegetables when his car suddenly came under attack. The driver mentioned that nearby pedestrians managed to hide, however it soon became clear to that his two passengers had been hit. Medical sources announced that the two killed in the attack were Anis Tawfiq Amour and Ahmed Muhammad Asad. The driver managed to escape with only a wounded foot. Palestinian security forces are investigating the incident and are holding Israeli forces responsible for the deaths.
Local sources reported that neither of the two men were known to be members of any resistance groups. Israeli special forces are generally used by the Israeli army for extrajudicial assassinations of suspected militants. However, civilians often end up being victims. Extrajudicial assassinations are illegal under international law, and Israel has been widely condemned for its continued use of this method. Also on Monday, the Israeli army took three prisoners from Al Ain refugee camp in the West Bank city of Nablus. According to Palestinian security sources, troops stormed the city and the refugee camp and searched and ransacked several houses before taking Ahmed Al-Saleh, 27, Hassan Taim, 21, and Kalwan Marouf, 20, to unknown locations. Eyewitnesses reported that soldiers fired live rounds and sound bombs at residents' houses during the invasion.
Israeli forces invaded the West Bank city of Tul Karim and its refugee camp on Monday morning and took three prisoners. The three were known as Talal al-Jittawi, 50, Muhammad al-Hamshiri, 24, and Samer Abu Jamous, 24. All were taken to unknown locations after the army conducted a search campaign in the city and the refugee camp. Meanwhile, Israeli troops invaded the village of Halhul, north of the West Bank city of Hebron, on Monday and took four prisoners. The four were known as Ihab al-Baba, 19, Tariq al-Baba, 19, Khalil al-Ja'bari, 19, and Jihad Abu Yusuf, 18. Troops invaded the village from several directions, surrounded and searched several residents' houses before taking the four to unknown locations. Eyewitnesses reported, adding that the soldiers ransacked some of the family's belongings during the search.
Israeli soldiers opened fire at school students in Dar Salah village, east of the West Bank city of Bethlehem on Monday morning. Two army jeeps stormed the area then headed towards the village schools, apparently attempting to provoke the children. When this failed, they opened fire at students. No injuries were reported. Also on Monday, Israeli troops invaded the village of Beit Qad, near the West Bank city of Jenin, and took five prisoners. Soldiers and army jeeps stormed the village from several directions, searched several houses and ransacked them before taking the five to unknown locations. The five were known as Firas al-Halamna and two of his brothers, Lua and Muhammad. The two other prisoners were also brothers, Ahmed and Tawfiq Halamna.
Thank you for joining us from Occupied Bethlehem. You have been listening to Palestine Today of the International Middle East Media Center, www.imemc.org. Brought to you by Dina Awad,
James Brown,
and Ghassan Banour.